Does YouTube have a monkey torture problem? And today we take a look at one of the most requested topics on this show, golf rumors, today on Dead Rabbit Radio. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Dead Rabbit Radio. I'm your host, Jason Carpenter. I'm having a great day. I hope you're having a great day. Okay, so anyways, let's go ahead and get started with the episode. So, this first story came to me through an anonymous email one morning I woke up. Some of you guys have been sending me story ideas, and I appreciate that. And I think you guys have kind of gotten the tone of the show. I like to cover conspiracies that nobody's heard about. Very unknown things. Like things like 9/11 and stuff like that I don't really cover about. This was one I had never heard about. Super bizarre. And I did a bunch of research into it, and I can't figure it out. So, and this is going to be rough, guys. This is going to be rough, because I'm going to have to get into some kind of gory details. So viewer discretion is advised, or listener discretion. So if you go to YouTube, and you look at a video of monkeys, I like monkeys. I like monkeys. I love gorillas. They're just amazing. And if you go to videos, like they have videos of people doing magic tricks with monkeys, or a gorilla, like, scaring away baby gorillas and stuff like that. The comments are like, oh, look at that gorilla. Ooh, look at that monkey. So surprised. That's so cute. There's a video of a girl booty shaking in front of, I think, an orangutan. That one's pretty funny, too, because the orangutan's, like, ready to go. Ready to get right through that glass. But if you go to a video of a monkey being injured, or that has a dead monkey in it, the comments are going to be much, much different. The comments are going to be actually very, very brutal and cold-hearted. This is really looking into what can only be called the monkey torture community on YouTube. I don't think YouTube is aware of it, obviously. I think they would shut this down. The videos themselves, I think people are posting videos of monkeys being hurt and not really thinking anything of it. I don't think the people posting the videos are part of this weird fetish, but they're definitely giving them something to talk about. Here's some of the comments that have been posted regarding these videos. I want to hang the baby by its balls and slowly lower it into boiling water while I smash its ugly mother in the face with a baseball bat. She can watch me boil that little shit flinger alive. Then someone responds to that comment, why was perfectly good water, I'm assuming that's waste, why waste perfectly good water when you can just cover it in gas and toss a match? Here's some more comments here. Man, some of these guys need to be put down. Get some more monkey bait and a real fast riding lawnmower. I want to give the flea bag clutching his leg something to really cry about. Hot needles, poker up the ass. Fun times for these worthless vermin. And I'll just share one more with you. I would give almost anything to have those baby monkeys in that one room all to myself. Little assholes clinging to each other because it's instinct. I'll show them the horrors that make the German death camps look like nice, clean, and friendly euthanasia clinics. These comments are everywhere on these videos. I couldn't even give you an estimate. They just go on and on and on. Anytime there's a video, I shouldn't say anytime because I did find an exception. In these videos where monkeys are being injured or dead, people just talk about how much they want to bash in, stab these monkeys, burn them, you know, flay them, all sorts of horrible things. And the thing is other people chime in. Now, my first instinct was it was some sort of troll. But the thing with trolls is that you try to get a reaction out of people. The point of a troll isn't to just troll with your friends. The point of a troll is to go to a liberal website and talk trash about their policies. Pretend you're somebody else. And you can do it with the right, too. You can go there and you say provocative stuff to get a reaction out of them. If it's everyone believing the same thing, it's not really a troll then. But I was still going on the troll angle. And so I went to PETA's YouTube channel and looked at a video of babies. I didn't watch the videos because I don't want to watch videos of monkeys getting hurt. I'd always scroll down just to the comments. But I went to PETA had a video about monkey abuse, and these comments weren't there, which means one of two things. PETA is removing the comments through moderation, which we have a lot of power to do on YouTube. We can actually make it so no comments get posted until we review them first. Or once they're up, we can take them down. So I thought maybe they're moderating the comments. Or this YouTube monkey torture community is not posting on that site simply for visibility. Because if they post on PETA's website, on PETA's YouTube channel, PETA will report those people and have their channel, have their accounts closed as hate speech or, you know, hateful speech, animal abuse, so on and so forth. So they're only sticking to a certain subgroup of videos. Now, the people who are posting these videos, they may be part of the fetish as well. I'm calling it a fetish because I don't really know what it is. It's very odd. I went and I started to research, why is this a natural thing for people to hate monkeys? One article I was looking at said, part of the reason may be have to do with the uncanny valley. And that's the idea that humans are very comfortable around things that don't look like them at all. But as it becomes more human looking, we get a natural aversion to it. And we've come across that in animation and robotics. When we look at CGI animations, say like The Incredibles, where they clearly don't look human, we're totally comfortable. But when we watch Polar Express, or in an even better example, Mars Needs Moms, it's very discomforting to watch. I remember watching Mars Meets Moms, and my brain kept thinking, is that astronaut played by an actor? Or is that animated? He looks so realistic. And people have a natural aversion to things that don't look human, but are supposed to look human. The big complaint about Polar Express was the dead eyes. They look dead. And with the Uncanny Valley, the idea is, if we're looking at something that's supposed to look human and it looks identical to human, but our brain tells us it's not human, our brain is telling us that's a dead thing. Stay away from it because it breeds disease. They think it's a natural defense. And that's why robots are starting to look more not like humans. Sex robots are interesting, but I think, too, they just kind of lay there. And I guess they have exaggerated features with their big boobs, but in general, people don't like things that look super close to human. Gives us a natural aversion. So that was one theory. But other people have said, no, people who hate monkeys, I've found some posts of theirs. They say, no, it's not that. I just hate monkeys. I found this Reddit post. This is under confession. He said, so many people think monkeys are cute or funny or whatever else, but I absolutely hate them. I think they're ugly, annoying, and downright infuriating. I have no idea why I feel so strongly about this. I just do. I've never had a bad experience with a monkey or anything of that sort, but I just cannot stand them. If someone posts a video or photo of a monkey doing something that the general population would find entertaining, it makes my blood boil. I'd actually go as far as saying if I were ever to come across one, I might get mad enough to hurt it. This could possibly make me a horrible person, but I swear it's only with monkeys. I'm a very relaxed, nonviolent person who can never use the word hate to describe anything but monkeys and one specific individual for a good reason. Hate is a strong word, but it's the only thing I can use to describe my unnatural feelings towards all monkeys. I have no idea why I feel this way. And I found other posts like that as well. There was a post on the bodybuilding.com forum. Same thing. I seriously despise monkeys, specifically baby monkeys. And it's interesting. So it's like these people have a natural aversion to monkeys, which is fine. Some people hate dogs. Some people hate cats. Some people hate cockroaches, whatever. But then to take that hatred and find out YouTube videos of monkeys being injured or killed, it's, yeah, I wish I was there. That human should have strangled that monkey. That human should have punched that monkey in his monkey face. You know, I don't seek it out. I used to hate dogs. I saw a dog violently maul a man, and I had to get involved, and it was terrifying because the dog came after me, and I had to beat it over the head with a stick. But I didn't seek out images, and I'm fine with dogs now. I love dogs now, but I didn't seek out images of dogs being hurt and been like, yeah, I wish I could have broke all of its legs. I had a bad incident with a dog. I took care of it. I got over it. These people don't know why they feel this way, and they rejoice in watching monkeys get hurt. I looked into this for days. I was sent this email about a week ago. I cannot find a logical reason why, one, people hate monkeys so much they want to see them hurt, and two, why they then post those comments. on these YouTube videos. The person who sent it to me said they had been looking into it for a while. There's other YouTube videos about this problem, but it's never been brought to the public attention. And I don't think that this podcast is going to be the final match in the, you know, the final match that's going to ignite it and all the people. But there's something wrong here. There's absolutely something wrong here. You know, these people are rejoicing in the torture of these animals, and it's happening right under everyone's nose. I think, too, if we knew why these people felt this way, I think it'd be a little more understandable to us, non-monkey haters. But to me, it's so puzzling. If you hate monkeys, why are you watching videos on monkeys? If you love watching animals suffer, why are you posting about it? What's weird about this is how deep does this go? Like, at what point do you stop watching YouTube videos of monkeys getting hurt and start buying or seeking out videos where people are purposely torturing monkeys? Because some of these videos are, you know, people in other countries chopping monkeys up because they're getting into their crops. Some of these videos are monkeys just getting hit by cars. Some of these monkeys are just dying naturally. But at what point does that not feed your desire anymore? If this goes deep, there could be web providers, websites, where you can, like, personally order a monkey video. Like, what do you want to happen to the monkey? I want all four legs broken and I want to see it drown. Okay, that'll be $200. And then they send you a video of that happening. It's so creepy. It's creepy. And I don't, to me, it's not because monkeys look like humans or anything like that. It's creepy that this has been going on and I haven't known about it. I don't think most people know about it. So my concern is, because we don't know why these people are feel this way, there's not really a way to combat it. You can go to YouTube, definitely, and report these videos and report these people. That's one way to stop it. But I feel like there's an even darker core issue there. That if this community, it's numerous, tons and tons of people believe in this or have these feelings, the fact that there probably are services that provide videos for these people, personalized videos, is terrifying. We always hear stuff about, like, red rooms and purposeful human torture videos. That's a little bit harder to carry off than, you know, paying someone on Fiverr to kick a monkey down the street. I'm sure people would do that. So we're going to move on to our next story. It's a story a lot of people have talked about. It's on the conspiracy iceberg list. It's the one that I've personally talked to other people about online. This one is called Golf Rumors. Now, Golf Rumors has always had a little caveat next to it. It says, Golf Rumors, do not research. Or Golf Rumors, beware. In parentheses. So the idea has always been that this conspiracy is so deep that simply looking into it will get you arrested. Now, I don't believe that, obviously. So I looked into it. And we're going to take this step by step here, because this is kind of a fascinating story of how this evolves. The earliest thing I've seen of the term golf rumors was in early 2017. That was, like, the earliest mention that I could track down to it. I believe it was on Reddit. It was possibly 4chan. But that was the earliest mention of golf rumors that I had found. It was just those two words, golf rumors. So people had questions about it. After that, they started to appear this post referring someone had found information on golf rumors, and this was the post. What do we know? Golf rumors rundown. Okay, so at the PGA tournament in 2009, a Politico journalist apparently attended some after party and discovered occult shit happening in the basement. Not just your normal LARPing Satanist wannabes, but some truly sick shit. She posted a story about it, which was immediately taken down, presumably after the powers at be threatened her. There was more chatter than they were comfortable with in online golf forums, which are now deleted, and a few days after the Tiger Woods sex scandal was posted by National Enquirer. Tiger Woods ruined his image to bury this story. There was more info on it on some Onion site, which is like the underground dark web. There was more info on it on some Onion site, but I can't seem to find it. All surface web traces of it have been wiped outside of threads like this, goes deeper than most know. So that was the first thing that popped up. So let's dive into that. There's obviously some problems that you see right off the bat. So you have a political journalist that nobody knows the name of. Name is never sourced. There's never any death notice of this of a political journalist. There's never any tracking back to who this political journalist who would have been covering this PGA tournament. None of that is available. It involves Satan worshipers at the PGA tournament in a basement, which I'm being a little dismissive, but that's completely ridiculous. She posted the story, so obviously Politico had no problem with her initially posting the story. It would have been on the website. Editor would have seen it. Editor-in-chief would have seen it. The web design guy would have seen it, or girl, not to be sexist. And nobody questions it. It goes up. It's all up long enough that it gets linked to online golf forums, which are conveniently disappeared, which are conveniently deleted. Everything about the story smacks of it's totally made up. There's no name of the journalist. There's no name of the location of the PGA 2009 tournament, which we could look up, but it's not in here. The original person didn't even put that information in. It involves this satanic cult that's doing something so horrible that they're able to shut everything down, but this political journalist goes, oh, I'm not going to call the cops. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to post this on my website. Everyone who works on that story on the website okayed it. It gets deleted. That is totally false. That story is 100% false. There's nothing to back up any of it. That was the first thing that was floating around. And generally, there was this time period where copypasta, creepypasta, like stories about lost episodes of television shows was super popular. And it would always go like this. One day, there was a video of, you know, Recess, the cartoon Recess. But the video I saw, all the characters were ultra-realistic people, and they got stabbed, and ultra-realistic blood spilled out. There was blood everywhere. It was dark and blood, and then that little nerd kid showed up as a demon, and he's ultra-realistic, and it got to the point where people were like, oh, great, ultra-realistic blood, yeah, yeah, they look like lifelike drawings, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it goes so overboard. They could have made the story more believable by saying a political reporter went into a basement and saw some sort of ritual. But no, this has to be, like, completely sick, disgusting Satan worshippers. So it goes overboard. So, of course, the average person's going to look at that and go, that's completely made up. Then that was connected to, there was a female golfer who committed suicide named Erica Blasberg. That took place way later. But, of course, because I'm researching the story as if it's true, I had to go research Erica Blasberg. Now, Erica Blasberg was a player for the ladies' golf, LPGA. She was a phenom when she was early, when she started off. She was rocking the amateur leagues. She dropped out of college to play golf in the amateur leagues. She went to become a professional. She wasn't play ranking. She was like 128th on the money list. Like, she wasn't ranking where she thought she should be. She moved to Las Vegas. She thought she'd have a lot of friends. She thought it would be a good golf community. It wasn't. She didn't have any friends. She met up with a, I think he was a psychiatrist or psychologist, one of the two, the one who can prescribe drugs. She meets up with them. She may or may not have been having an affair with him. He was there the last night she was alive. They found her with a bag over her head, taking a bunch of medicine. Nevada state law does not reveal how much medicine is in you at the time of death. You think a bag over your head, that's suspicious. It's a suicide. Don't use this guy. I mean, again, I've said several times about don't commit suicide and how sad that is. But anyway, she had a bag over her head. It's a technique called rebreathing, because you put a bag over your head and you just keep breathing normally until you run out of oxygen. The drugs, the combination of the rebreathing and the drugs, will kill you. A lot of people don't know this. Elliot Rodgers took a bunch of drugs and then shot himself with two guns. It doubles your chance of not being able to be revived. Even if they can cure the head wound, they can't pump his stomach at the same time. Or if they pump his stomach, he's still bleeding out. So people will use two techniques. And again, that's not a tip. I'm not trying to help you to commit more suicide. Don't do it. It's 100% not worth it. I've been in some dark times in my life too, guys. It's not worth it. Things always get better. Okay, so Erica Blasberg, though, unfortunately killed herself. Her psychiatrist, that guy, took her suicide note and took the drugs out of her house. The cops ended up finding out that he had removed that stuff. He said he removed it, so her parents didn't feel bad. It was really suspicious. He ended up getting found guilty of, obstructing an investigation. He served a year probation. And people go, that's golf rumors. He's part of the Illuminati connection. She was part of this thing called the Moreau Institute that studies psychic energy and all that stuff. Here's the thing. Again, if this is some high-level conspiracy, these are people who are able to say, Tiger Woods, reveal your darkest secrets so no one will know about this. Why do we know about Erica Blasberg and the psychiatrist? She could have just had the inquest and said, she committed suicide, there would be no suspicions whatsoever. The judge would have never arrested him or anything like that. So yes, that psychiatrist was acting suspiciously. He probably was having an affair with her. He was married. She wasn't. She had had affairs with two other men in that area. I don't think that's connected to golf rumors. I don't think that's connected to the Moreau Institute. I don't think that's connected to any sort of conspiracy. It was just a sad woman taking her own life. So we've disputed the initial creepypasta because it's not detailed enough. And in the small amount of detail they do give, it is, oh, and then it's super creepy. Watch out. Don't investigate this because super creepy Satanists will kill you and ultra-realistic blood will shoot out of you. It's not verifiable and it's completely comic bookish. Erica Blasberg has nothing to do with that. The only connection she has to any of that is that she was a golfer. Then another rumor popped up, and this one was saying, oh yes, yes, the Satan worshiping story was made up. It was the cover for this one, so of course now I'm reading this one. The golf rumor has to do with a psychic named Robert Golf, and the Glass Camera Project. The Glass Camera, according to this post, the Glass Camera Project was the clandestine effort by the CIA and the FBI in the 90s to create truly non-detectable surveillance tools, particularly a camera and a microphone system. And I'm like, okay, maybe this is something. And then I get to the next sentence. Now, according to classical theories of physics, this should be impossible. So right now, you're already telling me in your second sentence, what I'm about to tell you is impossible by any measure of science. But okay, whatever. So basically, they're saying that this camera allows, you need something, this camera's basically made of glass, which is impossible, and it absorbs light, but it's able to reflect light, and so on and so forth. So you get a psychic who remote views a subject. It goes on to say it is believed that the sheer psychic energy to accomplish this goal puts immense strain on the viewer's body, which always results in death. Apparently, one of the first people who used it was Robert Goff. It says a somewhat prominent psychic from the 1980s that disappeared overnight and is practically unheard of today. So again, now they've given me a name. So I start looking for Robert Goff. There is no psychic called Robert Goff. He conveniently disappeared. But here's the thing. There's no books about a psychic called Robert Goff. There's nothing that you can go to a used bookstore and find a book about a prominent psychic and the name Robert Goff in there. He doesn't exist. So they made up that name so they could tie it into golf rumors. They would have been better off saying he was a gardener or he was a psychic at a shop in Long Beach. When you say he's a prominent psychic in the 1980s, I grew up in the 1980s. I've never heard of that guy. There's no books or any identification that this person exists. Because you can find books online that are scanned in. So what you're telling me is they either removed the whole book or they simply removed the one reference to Robert Goff. But if he was a somewhat prominent psychic, not a nobody. There would be more, because this was the New Age boom. There'd be multiple documents on this guy. This story goes out the window right after, really, this camera can't exist due to physics. I give it a little more. This camera is a psychic device that allows you to make photographs of remote areas. Okay. And if you use it, you die. And then the Robert Goff thing. So again, this totally gets thrown out. It's throwing too much sci-fi X-Files buzzwords at us. And they use the person who was somewhat prominent who doesn't exist and there's no proof of it. It's easy to have a conspiracy theory where you go, yeah, but good luck researching this because you're not going to find anything because the government's so powerful, it deleted everything. Yet I can find this post. They have the ability to delete a person. They have ability to scrub people from published books, but this post is online. So debunked. You got to do better than that. Same thing. This is just more creepypasta. If you're going to invent a conspiracy theory, make it halfway believable. The question I have about the term golf rumors is that just like eggless travel, which we track down on this show, and just like the ocean at night, which we track down on this show, both of those phrases were considered to be just a toss-off, some word salad, things people put together. So as I was looking into golf rumors, and I kept saying, that's not true, that's not true, that's not true, that's not connected to anything, I put the research aside, but I kept thinking, I go, maybe there's something to the phrase golf rumors. I started to think, you know, most, like they say 80% of all business deals are handled on golf courses, maybe it has to do with that. See, that's more realistic than super secret Satan worshippers being discovered because a political reporter was looking for the bathroom. Started looking into that. I figured that's pretty common. That's pretty common knowledge. There's the idea that drug deals are done on golf courses, high-level drug deals, because they're so vast and empty. Yeah, you know, maybe. And then I thought, Golf Rumors is a meme that was totally made up, or it's something else. Possibly a meme, possibly a joke. I totally dismissed the do not research thing. I think someone just threw that in there. But I thought, what if golf is an acronym? G-O-L-F. And it is. Global Oscillations at Low Frequency. Global Oscillations at Low Frequency, or GOLF, is an instrument on a satellite that we've built. Its purpose is to steady the sun. Its purpose is to steady the gravity oscillations within the sun. It's been up since the late 90s. What it just discovered in 2017, around the time the GOLF rumors started, was that the core of the sun spins four times faster than the surface of the sun. We can tell what the Earth is made of through earthquakes, but we never had a device to tell what the sun, how the sun worked. We have this GOLF instrument that can measure the gravity oscillations coming out of the sun. And we just learned about 2 years ago that the core of the sun moves four times faster than the surface. It's a huge breakthrough. Now we know something about the sun that we haven't known since the birth of science, since we thought it was a big magical ball. So we have this information now of how the sun works. We have a more detailed idea of what's inside the sun. But let's say, what if there's a scientist working on that project and they're looking through the readings, drinking their coffee, going about their day. They come across some unusual readings, something they didn't expect, something that they don't understand that is being picked up by GOLF. Something that defies what we previously knew. They tell their coworker. Their coworker's alarmed. They tell another coworker. They tell a boss. They tell other people in the institute. Other people in the science community that would understand what these statistics meant. And as it spread out, and as people became more and more concerned about what GOLF actually picked up, the rumor would spread. Is it possible that machine measured something that was completely unknown to man? Is the fact that the core spinning so fast make a difference in how we thought the sun worked and the time limit we gave on the sun burning energy? Is it possible that the device picked up something else, some other sort of gravity anomaly nearby, something that shouldn't be there? Something we can't detect in any other way. But the GOLF device is reading that. Is it possible that this device in space is sending back information that puts the planet in peril? Or simply has to make us rethink everything we know? Who knows? You can never believe rumors. DeadRabbitRadio@gmail.com is going to be our email address. You can also hit us up at facebook.com/DeadRabbitRadio. Our Twitter is @JasonOCarpenter. Dead Rabbit Radio is the daily paranormal, conspiracy, and true crime podcast. You don't have to listen to it every day, but I'm glad you listened to it today. Have a great one, guys.